all that I do to honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're not going to understand any of this today unless you have Jesus in you, then you know. Hallelujah. I once was lost, but now am found. Truly, I can sing that today with the realization that once I was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now, by the grace of God, I see. Oh, not because I was anything, but because He's so good. Not because I was good, but because He was good. Not because I was righteous, but because of His righteousness. Not because I'm holy, but because God is holy. He makes me righteous. He makes me good. He makes me holy. My holiness is Christ alone. I place my trust in Him. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The way of self is sinking sand. But the way of the cross is the way everlasting. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. We're not here to please man today. We're here to honor God and give Him thanks and praise for what He's done, for His indescribable gift of love, His grace, His mercy poured out for us on the cross. That little baby was to grow up to be a sacrifice, to be brutally crucified on a cross for the sins and the degradation of the world. And Jesus so loved you, He was willing to lay down His life for you, that you could live and you could go free. How can we escape the wrath of God apart from the mercy of God? You need to lay your life down at the cross. You need to give Him your life. You understand? God can't save that which He doesn't possess. You hold on to yourself. You're not willing to give yourself to God. Then He can't save you. And Jesus said, if any man will save his life, he will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you'll find it. If you're willing to give your heart, your life to Him, to trust Him who is trustworthy. You understand, folks? Do we really trust Jesus today? Are we willing to give Him the whole offering? Or are we just want to give God some of our spare change and some of our leftovers and maybe a few retirement years? No, I don't know about you, but Jesus gave His all for me and He deserves my all back to Him. Worship is really not coming to church, singing a few songs, hearing a message and going home. Worship is my life lived for Him who died for me and rose again. Worship is me loving God back with my life now. As an expression of thanksgiving before God, I offer my body to Him now. A living sacrifice. It's my reasonable service, Romans 12. Oh, hallelujah. I want to live. I want to live forever. I want to live with Him. Hallelujah. Do you understand that apart from Him, you're already lost? Unless you are born again, born of the Spirit of life from above, you are already lost. He didn't come to save the righteous. He didn't come to save the ones who compared themselves with other people and said, well, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men. He didn't come for the ones who thought that within themselves they had what it took to be saved. Jesus came to save the unrighteous. That's you and I, for the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short. All have fallen short of the glory of God. For it is by grace, God's power, that we are saved through faith in Him. Through my confidence in Him and not in myself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, right? Lest I should boast and compare myself with other people. God, I thank you. At least I'm not as bad as that guy over there. Maybe in the scale in heaven, there'll be enough good in my life that somehow you will save me. Do you understand? The problem is not how good you've been or how bad you've been. The problem is that as long as you've done wrong, you are a sinner, and a sinner can be separated from God. Amen? He cannot be right with God. Only Jesus Christ can make us right with God. We've got to turn away from ourselves. The reason why we're so captivated by sin and so controlled by sin is because we're trying in our own efforts, in our own strength, in our own willpower to somehow work it up and make it happen. And how many discovered that you can't make holiness happen? You can't achieve righteousness. You'll never be righteous enough. That's why Jesus came and bled on the cross in our place. Amen. Righteousness is the gift of God. It is a gift that He gives to those who have a repentant heart and say, Jesus, forgive me, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I come to You, Lord, for mercy and for grace. And that's when Jesus broke through the veil of my heart and He changed me forever. Amen. I'm not here to play games today, amen? We're here because Jesus saved us. And if He saved us, He saved us for the purpose, for a purpose, amen, that we should give ourselves back to Him for His service, for His glory, to live for Him, amen, who died for us. And how happy then your life will be when you discover it's not in you, but your life is in Him. Oh yeah, we can ask a crowd of people, how many here think you live in a pretty good life? Most people raise their hand, yeah. How many here think that you're a pretty good person? Most hands will go up and say, yeah, I'm a pretty good person. Why? Because our evaluation of ourself is not based in truth. Only the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, can reveal to us the true condition of our soul. And then we come to the realization that I'm not righteous. I'm not holy. I'm not gooder or better than anybody else. Gooder. I like that. Me and George Bush get along really good because we create our own language. Is your righteousness? Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, the religious leaders of His day, and He says, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you won't enter the kingdom. And the people looking around says, these are the most righteous people around. By all outward appearances, they were righteous. They had people pretty well duped. They didn't have God fooled. God saw their heart. God saw that they were depraved, that they were sinners just like everybody else. But on the outside, they lived a pretty pious life, and they compared themselves with other people, and they thought, well, I'm pretty righteous. I'm glad I'm not as unrighteous as that guy over there. Do you get it? Where was their confidence? Their confidence was in themselves and not in Christ. Jesus came to expose all that. Jesus came to mess up their parade. He did. He showed up and then He messed them up because they thought they were doing pretty good. And all of a sudden, God becomes a man, shows up and begins to speak to them. And all of a sudden, the motives of their heart were exposed. The hidden things were exposed. The secret things were exposed because the light had come. They were actually living in darkness and thought they were living in light. Do you understand that self-righteousness is like that? You're living actually in darkness, but you think that you're living in light. Because you usually evaluate yourself and you say, well, yeah, I'm a pretty good person. I run into people all the time. And the first thing out of their mouth, they find out I'm a preacher or something, they'll say, well, I believe in just being good to everybody and, you know, and just being a good citizen and, you know, hardworking man. And, oh, God bless you. Those are all good qualities. Would you agree? Agree. Guess what? You're lost. That don't save you. Good work should follow salvation, but it's not a means to. Because then comes the question, how good is my good enough? When do I arrive at good enough? When do I have confidence in my heart that things are right between me and God because I'm so good? Amen. Oh, guess what? Jesus says you're not good, and that's the problem. I have to come and I have to take your place. I have to pay the price that you deserve to pay because you can't get yourself out of the bind you're in because you're born into a condition called sin. Amen. It's been passed down generationally. Come on. How many know you're not going to legislate righteousness? The problem is the heart of man is desperately wicked. That's what God comes to change. He comes to change us from the inside out so that we can truly be good. Guess what? Jesus came to make us what He taught us to be. He came to make us what He taught us to be. When He began to teach, everybody's saying, who then can be saved? The standard was so high, everybody said, man, surely, who could be saved around here? Even the Pharisees weren't entering in the kingdom. And they were so righteous, at least by all appearances. Jesus came to make us what He taught us to be. Are you hearing it today?
Amen.
That's why He came. He came to pay the price for sin. To cancel the debt. When we say forgive, it means to cancel the debt. When God forgives, He cancels the debt. When we sin, we owe God a debt that we can't pay. We become guilty before the King of Heaven when we break His law. So Jesus came in the likeness of sinful man. God incarnate. God became a man. Took on a body just like you and I. In the likeness of Adam, yet without sin. So He could be the sacrifice for the sins of the world. Jesus came to take our place. Because we couldn't save ourselves, He saved us. He went to the cross for us. I don't know about you, but that's why we say it's good news. Gospel means good news. Good news. I can be forgiven. My sins can be blotted out. The record that I held. You see, in the world, if you mess up, you get a record, right? And some people have an extensive record. And for some people, that thing never goes away. That thing is going to stare at them their entire life. Hell yeah, all they got to do is look it up, and there's your record. It's all right there. Everything you've done wrong, it's all right there. In the eyes of man, guess what? It's never going to go away. Now, you can pay the price, the temporary price, and go to jail and maybe, you know, spend some time to so-called pay for your debts. This is the good news. That when we sin, there's no way that we could pay for that. Sin cannot pay for sin. Unrighteousness cannot produce righteousness. Unholiness cannot produce holiness. So God puts on a body, becomes a man, is holy, is righteous, is pure. And as such, He is the only one that qualified to become our substitute. In our place, He was crucified. In our place, He died. He took death so that we could have life. He took the curse so that we could receive the blessing. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not, what? Perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are any saved people in here today?
Amen.
Am I saved because I think I'm saved?
Nope.
Am I saved because I say I receive Jesus? Somebody say no.
No.
Question is, did Jesus receive you? Did you get received by Him? See, as people say, I received Jesus, and they live like the devil, they're not saved. Because if you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, you have a new heart. A new nature, a desire now that is to please God. I didn't say you're perfect. I said that you have a new heart now. Amen. That worships God, that loves God, that lives for God. Why? Because His Spirit is within you when you're born again. So if you just live the same way you always do, except you just try to patch a little Christianity on the top of that, guess what? You're still lost. You're just trying to put a new patch on an old garment. God says you got to get rid of the old garment. You can't put any confidence in your flesh. You can't put any confidence in yourself. You've got to completely shift away from yourself and come to me. For I'm the only one that can save you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Jesus says, I am your rest. I am your Sabbath. I am the fulfillment of that. You're heavy laden. You're struggling. You're trying. You're working hard to be good, to be righteous. Jesus says, quit struggling. Quit fighting. Quit trying to be good. Come to me, lay your life down, and let me make you what I taught you to be. Do you understand? It is a work of transformation. It is grace. It is from God to us as a gift. This is where people are missing it. People will go to hell because they thought that I was just good enough to go to heaven. You understand? The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means me. That means you. You just think that I'm going to be a good person and somehow God will say, you're a pretty good person, you go to heaven. The problem is that God is holy and we're not. The problem is that an unholy thing cannot come into the presence of a holy God. Under the Old Testament, in the temple, when the high priest would go behind that veil once a year with the blood of the sacrifice for the people's sins, to sprinkle that blood on the altar, to confess the sins of himself and the sins of the people, they had to put a rope around his ankle. And they had bells on that ankle as well. So that as long as they heard the bells moving around inside the holy place, they knew he was okay. But if that bell stopped ringing, they knew he was struck dead because he was unholy. He was not prepared to go behind the veil. And they would drag him out by that rope. Because God's holiness, amen, requires holiness. You and I cannot be qualified for God's presence on our own. In our own goodness, in our own righteousness, in our own holiness. No. It was by the blood of the Lamb. It was by the grace of God that that high priest could enter into that place, take care of business, and return. Do you understand that Jesus Christ is our high priest? Jesus Christ has gone into heaven itself for us. Not with the blood of bulls and goats that could never remove sin or help the conscience of man, but with his own blood, Jesus Christ, the high priest, went into heaven itself on our behalf after he had paid in full for our redemption. He went with his own blood into heaven itself, and he sprinkled that blood on the mercy seat there that cries out mercy. If you will come to God, not in your own goodness, in your own righteousness, but you cast your soul down at his feet and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God will save you. And Jesus will bear the witness in your heart by his Spirit. Amen. A lot of people say, oh, I received Jesus. You did, huh? Did Jesus receive you? See, I received Jesus a lot of times in my life. The problem was, is God knows the heart. And a lot of times we receive Jesus just because we're in a bind. Just because we want some help with a problem we're having. A lot of people come to God just because they want something from God. Amen? Come on, somebody. And then God takes care of the problem and then they forget God. Why? Because God didn't come to dwell within them. They just came to God for help with something. And so we get religious, don't we? Religious. I can remember times in my life where I got religious. I better start going to church. My conscience was really eating at me. I got to at least go to church. Maybe I'll get some credit with God and God will say, yeah, pretty good person. Yeah, come on in. You went to church. Oh, well done. Why do we come to church? Do we come to church to get credit with God? No, we come to church because God wants us to be together as his people. Amen. Because we're here for not ourselves, but for others. When Jesus came, he didn't come to be served. He came to serve. Come on, somebody. He said, I came to give my life for ransom for many. Jesus laid his life down and he said to his disciples, now I'm giving you an example. I want you to do the same. I want you to live for me now. Lay your life down. Follow my example. Amen. He didn't say just show up at church once in a while. Punch the clock on the in and the out. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. We come here because we have love in our hearts for one another. We come here because we want to be a blessing. Amen? We come here because we want to honor God together as His family. And the Lord says, if you're my sheep, then sheep do what? They flock together. A goat will go do its own thing. But sheep gather. Oh, come on, sheeple. I've heard that. See, the world looks at it and says, how ridiculous, how weak. This is the thing. Oh, you're just narrow-minded. Intolerant. What a bigot. But what did Jesus say? Narrow is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Oh. Jesus said, I am the way. Oh, we've got to get over ourselves. You understand that when you get past yourself and you really get full of Jesus, because you can't be full of Jesus and full of yourself simultaneously. But when your life is filled with the Holy Spirit, you want to love, you want to bless, you want to serve. You're not thinking about you. Even you want to see how I can encourage and bless and lift up others. Because that's the heart of Jesus in us. When we're full of us, it's all about me time. What's in it for me, Jesus? You know what? People follow Jesus as long as the fishes and the loaves were flowing abundantly. Are you hearing it? Life is good with Jesus. He's going to take care of all our stuff. He's going to take care of the Romans. Next thing you know, he's disappearing. He's going to the cross. Are there any righteous people in here today? Thank you, sir. They're going to like, oh, what do you mean by that? How do I answer that one? Is that a trick question? Or? Let me declare this to you today. That I am a righteous man today. Because of what? Because of Jesus, who makes me righteous. Are there any righteous in here today? How do we know that we're righteous? How do I know that it's really right between me and my Maker? Do I look at my list of do's and don'ts and say, I did pretty good today? I have more do's and don'ts today. So therefore, I'm right standing with my Maker. How many know that doesn't work? Because give it time, you're going to have some more don'ts and they're going to outdo the do's, right? Or whatever. Outdon't the do's. You got to get over yourself. You got to look past yourself. You got to say, God in me, like Paul said, there's no good thing. My righteousness is not righteous enough. My goodness is not good enough. My goodness is now Christ. He has become for me righteousness. So, when you've got right focus, and your eyes are on Him and not on self, then your life will produce the fruit of God, the good fruit of His Holy Spirit. You get it? Because if we're just trying to be good in ourselves, how many have realized that there's another part of you that just says, man, I don't like what I see. That's why we sing that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Get Him off yourself. Get your eyes on Him. Hope in Him. Trust in Him. There's hope. Do you know that? Israel is in a time of great darkness. And the Galileans, they lived in a place of darkness and they were in spiritual blindness. And it was at the darkest point in Israel's history under Roman oppression that the Christ child came. The light came and shone in the darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. But the Bible says in John 1:12, to as many as received Him, To them he gave the right, the authority to become the sons of God. Do you understand? When your heart is right, when you repent towards God and you give him the whole offering, not just giving him some lip service just to get out of your situation, but when you come to the end of yourself and say, I'm not willing to live another day apart from him. I want to live for God. I want to give him my life because I can't save my life. I don't like my life. I want his superior life. I want his abundant life. I want his everlasting life. You've got to exchange the old for the new. You can't put a new patch on an old garment. Do you understand what is required as a disciple of his? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me daily. And whoever will try to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake in the gospel will find it. It's time to say yes. It's time to quit running away and start running to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads? I want to pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge we are poor in spirit. We acknowledge today, Lord, that we have nothing to offer you except brokenness. But we come to you today, Father, because we realize that it was your love that sent Jesus to die in our place. We come to you today, Father, because we know that there is only salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't want to trust ourselves any longer. We want to lay our lives down for you. If you're here today and you want to really offer your life to Jesus, I mean, really make that commitment today and give him the whole offering. You see, he can't save what he doesn't have. I want you just to make a bold stand. Maybe you've been a Christian for a while, but you've just been backslidden. Maybe you just haven't been living for the Lord like you should. I want you just to make a recommitment of your life today. Don't you think that's a good idea? Can somebody say amen to that? Is anybody going to be honest enough before God and even before man that you're going to be willing to confess Jesus before man? He said he'll confess you if you confess him. Are you willing to stand up even with me as I'm up here saying, God, I realize I need you daily. That apart from you, I can do nothing. You are my life. You're my righteousness, my holiness. And I know, Lord, apart from you, I'm lost. You're here today and you say, I want to really give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be saved. I want to give him my soul today. I want to trust him with that. Then I want you just to stand up. Just stand up. You don't care what people think, you care what God thinks today. Hallelujah. Just stand up. You want to commit your life? Maybe you're here, you want to recommit your life today. Just stand up. God sees you. God knows if you're being honest in your heart today. And I believe you are. I believe the Spirit of God is working in other hearts right now, and you're resisting. Don't resist the Spirit. He is your only hope. Because without him, you're already lost. You're already lost in sin. You're already a child of hell. But Jesus came to rescue you from that place. So stand up today. You want to get right with God. You want to make sure your heart is right with God today. Hallelujah. Are you willing to listen to Jesus? Are you willing to obey his voice now? Are you willing to go all the way with him? Are you willing to give him everything today? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace that you are lavishing right now upon those who are honest. Give you a few more minutes. You're here. You feel the Lord tugging on your heart. Maybe you're just concerned about what people think about you. Forget that. You have your appointment in court like everybody else. There's coming a day when we shall stand in the judgment. You want to make sure your heart is right? Do it now. Stand up if you're here and you say, I want to make sure that I'm right. Hallelujah. Jesus. Now I know sometimes this prayer gets criticized, but I believe if the heart is in the right condition, the right place, if you have a repentant heart, that means I'm turning away from myself to Jesus today for salvation and for rededication today. I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and I believe if you mean it in your heart and you agree with this prayer, that God's going to meet you right where you're at. And you'll know that He's met you because His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit today. And you'll know that your heart is right. And you'll know that your sins are forgiven. So I'd like everybody else that's here today, would you just stand? Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to pray a prayer, and I ask you to join together in this prayer. Say, Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that You died in my place because I couldn't save myself. So, dear Lord Jesus, I come to You in faith, asking You to save me today, asking You to forgive me, asking You to wash me in Your precious blood. Cleanse away all of my sins. I come to You now, and I give You my body, my soul, and my spirit. Jesus, You said, those who come to You, You would not reject. So I come to You now, Lord, asking You to receive me, to save my soul. Give me Your Holy Spirit. Come dwell in me and live through me. Teach me how to walk with You every day in the new life that You give me. In Jesus' name, I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That's what Christmas is all about. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Savior. Christ is born. Hallelujah. And He's born in my heart today. I want to encourage you to every day to read your Bible, to pray. Amen. To obey the voice of God. Do what He shows you to do. And you will enjoy the abundance of life that He came to give you. For He didn't come to condemn. He didn't come to take away joy. He came to give joy. And a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And overflowing joy. And Jesus said, then them that believe on Me, as the scripture said, out of their belly will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got some singers here today.